Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. Mickey Klon here from Scottsdale, Arizona, and I brought with me my favorite people from the Bonds for the Win team. You know, we don't always bring the team together. We don't always tell everyone all the, you know, the wizards behind the curtain that work in, that are working the magic, holding the heads up high of all the people out there that are seriously stepping into the glory realm, passing through some veils of fear as they stand up to authorities all across the country. But so we have Matthew with us. Matthew's from Sedona. He is a state national, and you can see by his flag behind him, that's actually the freedom flag. And then we've got Violet. Violet, if you want me to use your real name, let me know. What have we been calling Violet? She is the mastermind behind what was going on in Illinois. She's one of the very first to obtain a bond on behalf of her her superintendent, her district superintendent, and she made massive progress there in her state. And then, of course, we've got Megs. Megan is one of my best friends of all time for like probably 20 plus years. We've known each other. And I can tell you the day that Meg's enlisted in the Bonds for the Win project, she's literally just like this person who knows everyone. She's a connector. And so anyone who needs a pat on the back or a little bit of oomph, you contact Meg's and she'll kick you over the finish line.
Definitely. I'm happy to help.
So welcome, you guys. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm excited to be here or to have you all here with me.
Yeah, Mickey, everybody went nuts on the chat with Good Lions yesterday when Matthew was getting interviewed, and they were going nuts about you.
Well, I'm going nuts about you guys because it's the rise of the Divine Phoenix. It's the rise of our awareness, literally the God consciousness. You can just feel it. I mean, the tipping point is here. It is now. It is upon us. We were always set free. We just didn't know how or when we would become aware, when the collective would become aware. And I'm telling you guys, like, it's upon us. Like, it is the tipping point. And now we get to see how to do it, how to take ownership of our sovereignty, how to step into our glory realm, and how to start literally recreating a new kingdom of heaven on earth. I mean, there's an entirely new government formed already. Not new, restored, I should say.
Yeah, so the Republic has been restored.
The Republic has literally been restored. In other words, what I want to say to the people, because there's literally two realms playing out. There are two illusions playing out, and everything in the world is an illusion because we create it with what we understand and the assumptions that we make. So at all times, there's an illusion playing out. And there literally has been two worlds, a de facto world and a de jure world, playing out in front of us. And the de facto world, the whole United States was run by a corporation. And we were all citizens of that corporation, meaning we were employees. And citizens means city, servant. And so we were all agreeing, thinking we were getting some benefit to be employees or persons, which is a entity, a dead entity, relationship with the United States Inc. Corporation. So now that that's been dissolved, things have switched around a little bit because it used to go we the people, then Congress, and that's that. But then they created citizenship, right? So it was we the people, Congress, citizens, or second-class citizens unto them. And therefore, we were beholden to their bylaws and their state statutes and the revised state statutes. That's how they could bypass the Bill of Rights because we gave them, we handed them the ability to do that. Who knew? Because when we were born in a hospital ward because they thought we were too stupid to manage our own trust and to manage our own connection with God. And so they turned us into a citizen and a corporation, and they took over our living trust. So when we know now how to take that back, we're no longer slaves to their system. So knowledge is power.
Knowledge is definitely power. And the reason why, too, they've been able to get away with this for so long, Mickey, is because of unrebutted presumption. They set us on a path, presumption, assumption, tacit agreement, which is the citizen, person, resident, which are corporate fictitious names given to us. So we contract with them. And then it's all based on hearsay, which they lie and perjurize in the court of, in the court. So yeah. They... under unrebutted presumption, which they presume you to be this dead fictitious entity. And we go, we don't rebut that. We're like, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm a citizen. Great. Now we just contracted with them and gave them the authority to consider us as a dead fictitious entity. Because when you go to a court, a contract is of like kind. A man can contract with a man, but a man can't contract with a fictitious entity. But therefore, because we gave them tacit agreement by saying, yes, I'm a citizen, we then stepped into that dead entity and now they got us under contract with them.
Not so only that,
but a presumption.
Not only that, but they used extortion to force us into contract. So let's just use an example. Police officer pulls you over. He says he's going to give you a ticket. You got to sign for it. Well, officer, I don't want to sign for it. I don't want to enter an agreement with you. I don't want to enter into a contract with you. I don't have to enter into a contract with you. But because we were intimidated, and he said, well, if you don't, I'm going to take you to jail. Well, that's extortion.
Yep.
So when you get him on extortion, when you go into the courts to say, no, I didn't want to sign this, he forced me to, or else. But see, we've been bullied into submission this whole time because we didn't know how to speak on behalf of the beneficiary of the trust that they created in our name. We handed them the rights to manage our living trust.
Yes.
But they've unfortunately, there's so much trust law and there's so much trust law violated, because even though they were managing, let's just say a judge, you go to the judge is now basically acting as the trustee of your trust. And as a trustee, you're the beneficiary. He is supposed to make decisions that would benefit you as the beneficiary. But he wasn't. So that goes against trust law. These people have literally piled their sins all the way up to heaven. Like,
absolutely. And that's why we got to take control and dominion over the heir jurisdiction, which is trust law. When we create a God trust, he's the executor. We're the trustees. We're the fiduciaries who are to manage that trust so that the beneficiaries, which I would say is our children, which is very important, and our heirs benefit from us being good stewards of the trust. And it starts with God, the God trust. Then we're the fiduciaries to carry out everything. And that's why we got to take dominion over the heir jurisdiction too.
Oh, we're about to take dominion.
Mickey, we have to get remarried under God, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you guys got to get annulments.
Well, and I think the best way to put it is this, so that people don't get overwhelmed. Yeah. You've made a lot of contracts with the devil, not knowingly. Yes. It's time to now make covenants with God.
Yes.
Yep.
So talk to us, Violet. What's going on in your world?
Well, in my world, there are still a lot of citizens across the country that need assistance with the bond stuff. So I've been working on that. There's also issues, with the bond claims, and that the insurance companies aren't willing to look at our claims, even though they're written down. So we've added a step, if you want me to talk about that step here.
Go for it.
So what we've added is the affidavit of facts, which, the insurance companies really can't review, because that is providing evidence of the laws broken or inconsistencies within the people who's being filed against. If the insurance companies cannot find fault in any of these facts being provided the evidence, then it has to be true. So then they have to comply with making the investigation. So that's what we're working on now. There's also, I am working on a side project with getting people to understand, this whole slavery process that we've been under, including, the birth certificates, the trust, and also spiritual slavery. So people have to understand this isn't just a physical thing that we're going through. We're also trying to work through this spiritually and going back to God and what that really means, proclaiming our sovereignty as part of it. Decreeing our independence as part of that. So all that is going to be discussed in the next week or so, as well as taking our ego out of things. So that's what's going on my end of the things.
People don't like to admit that they've been duped, but right. Let me just be here to tell everyone we've all been duped. Okay. Yes. From from the minute we were born, we've been duped. And it's because we had a little too much trust in those around us. We thought were watching out for us. And we are not too stupid to manage our affairs, but we can't get mad when we learn something new.
Right.
We have to realize that it's just new information. It may feel like evil because you're in another room, you're in another spiritual room. But trust me, as long as you know there's a door, you'll find the light switch in the room eventually, you know? That's right. And then you'll transition into the next layer of ascension because knowledge is power. And knowledge, unfortunately, is what we have to use right now to rise above that fourth dimension and into the 5D. We can't have it if we don't struggle for it, guys. This is the metamorphosis. They called him Morpheus for a reason. We're transitioning from the cocoon, the dark to light. Soon we'll be flying. But, you know, if they cut that open for us, we wouldn't survive. We have to have that move, that desire, because this is a free will realm.
Yeah, Nikki, can I add to that?
Yeah.
So it was really interesting when Matthew, Rick, and I had met a group of people. I don't want to name names, Matthew, just so we'll keep that quiet, because I just talked with somebody, and they said, keep my name quiet. I said, sure. And he goes, I didn't even know that people were out there existing like I was, fighting against all of this. And I was like, oh no, there's a lot of us. And he was like, I am so enthusiastic to meet all of your people. And he's a very brilliant man. And it was so exciting talking to him just now, Matthew, when you clicked on really quick. And he was like, yeah, I want part of this. I didn't even know people existed out there like me. And I was like, yeah, we got this. Come on, buddy. Let's do it.
I want to encourage everyone to like realize. So at one point I had a friend of mine asking me, do you know the difference between an apostle and a disciple? And I was like, no, I actually really don't know the difference between a disciple and an apostle. And the truth is that when they were disciples, they were learning from Jesus. And then when he passed on, they became apostles. They were teaching the word, right? So as disciples, we're in a state of learning. And I want everyone to enter into a state of discipleship. We are just learning new information. This is powerful information, but it's going to be a peaceful transition. We have to realize there are literally two systems in place, two illusions in place. When I say illusions, I'm not going to sit here and act like people aren't still walking into the hokey pokey. Okay. I get it. I know this is a test. We're all being tested. There is an illusion that's about to dissolve in front of everyone's eyes because everyone that was operating within that illusion is about to become non-essential. Sorry, we don't need people who've declared their allegiance to the queen. We're done with that, right? They're no longer essential. Or people have declared themselves royalty over us. Nope, we're done.
Right.
But at the same time, we have to realize we can make a very peaceful transition from the old government into the new republic or the restored republic. So it's not about creating resistance. It's about standing in our honor, because that's what God wants us to do. This is reclaiming the trust, means reclaiming our dignity, because we were unfortunately kind of conned into a system where we were guilty until proven innocent, or we were guilty if we didn't say anything. We were guilty if we didn't declare and decree who we are as innocent men and women who are not trespassing on anybody. So there is no grievance. Do you know what I'm saying? So, so I don't even know where to begin. But what I want everyone to know is pretty soon we're going to have to get pretty good at communication between the rules in the de facto system, the fake system, the legal system, and then the opposite, which is the de jure system, which is the truth system, which is the God system, which is the lawful system. And that's actually what Trump's trying to bring us back to, is lawful. Law meaning land, jurisdiction, air, and water. And so, Matthew, feel free to powwow with me on this. And I don't mean to keep bringing it back to this, Trish, but like all of the procedures. As apostles, we lay down blueprints for people. They don't like it when we change our blueprints. Sorry. Yes. We are learning so quickly and so rapidly. I need to tell the audience, get used to us changing a few blueprints. We are literally pulling the curtain behind the curtain back on the wizard. We are getting our courage back from the lion. We're getting our straw man back. We're getting our brains back. We're getting back our heart, and we're getting back our innocence all at the same time. And we're seeing all their fraud. So there's a lot of blueprints shifting and changing, and there's two systems we're living in. So the old and the new, the de facto and the de jure. So I want to say what Violet was just talking about was basically in the de facto system, the way that she's doing the affidavit process now. But let's talk really quick about the de jure. A little fancy information I just learned today from Bobby Lawrence. This is good stuff. All right. So in the de jure system, which is for state nationals, those who've basically changed their status. Okay, they're no longer a citizen or an employee of the corporation. They are in fact declaring and decreeing, I am a de jure, right? In the new lawful system, right? What they can do is they can send an affidavit of truth and fact of deprivation of rights under the color of law to anyone who's harmed them. You don't need their bond. You don't need their bond. You just send them a bill.
Absolutely.
It's an affidavit with a bill, a notice or claim. So in that bill, you cite all of the titles that they owe you money under. And we have a gentleman who just got paid $56,000 because he sent a bill to his public servant and it's unrefutable. So you don't need their bond. Oh, but they can pay you out of their bond if they want to. You can even offer to allow them to send them your social security number and act as the trustee of their bond. We'll get into that. This is so good. So you send them a notice or claim, which is basically the invoice, and you list out each title that they have. It's a redress of grievances. Okay. Now, if they don't reply within 72 hours, it's them admitting guilt. So you send them another invoice, a 30-day notice, a 15-day notice, a 10-day notice. And at that point, you have you can bring it to any judge and get your payment because they can't refute it.
And that's what's happening with me with my claim right now here in Sedona. Their clock for 60 days is almost up, which means that they're gonna have an admission of guilt because they didn't respond. And then I'm gonna create a court of record and go through this whole petition and send them a 30-day late notice. They're late on their payment.
Okay, so Matthew is one of the very brave ones. I'm gonna tell everyone your story, okay? Because this, I gotta summarize your story. Is that okay? Just to give everyone, because on my channel, I haven't interviewed you yet. So Matthew from Sedona became a state national. Now, not every state national needs to be as brave as Matthew. Many state nationals are living in both worlds. They still hone their own, their old license plate. They still carry their original license so as to make the cops feel like they're still in control, even though they're not, because the policy enforcers are enforcing policies from the corporation, which you are no longer part of. So Matthew was driving along peacefully in his car, Sedona, had the license plate in the back that was the national flag. State national flag, peace. He's just saying peace. This officer wasn't too happy with his peace flag. So he pulled him over, asked for his driver's license, all this stuff. Long story short, he ends up getting very frustrated with Matthew, drags him out of the car, which is assault with a deadly weapon because this is a stranger to Matthew, throws him on the ground, throws his arm behind his back, confiscates your car, which is theft.
Theft, yeah.
Confiscates your firearm in your car. Yeah. Which is another form of theft, kidnaps you and throws you in jail, which is called kidnapping. These are all redressed grievances, guys. And then, these are all grievances, I should say. Then he had to give his own DNA just to get out of jail. So they stole his DNA too. Why not? Why not just add that to the list of theft?
Thanks to Governor Ducey for passing that law 2 years ago.
Thanks, Ducey. Thanks for passing the fake law.
Which sheriffs aren't happy with. They don't like that law. They're like, this isn't fair to the people because there's a lot of perjury going on from the municipal level with the cops, which is what the officer created a fictitious felony charge for me to get me incarcerated. He knows that there's a lot of perjury going on. He's like, it's not fair to the citizens at all.
It's people. Not at all. None of it is fair. It's getting out of control to where even the people that are sucked in the system are trying to fight the system, which is huge. So then he goes to the county courts. And the judge stuck him in the prosecutor seat. The bailiff said, nope, you're sitting over here. Wink, wink. Because this was a good judge and she immediately dropped the case. Oh, you had a case against you because the police officer scuffed his knee while abusing you.
Yeah, he said because he had the
ripped his jeans.
Yeah, ripped his jeans or whatever. And therefore, it's assault and battery against a police officer.
Oh, and by the way, at the end of this beautiful body cam footage, we've got the police officer of this day that he, you know, detained you with his snake tattoo all over his arm, just ripping off the license plate. Because God, how could we have him wanting peace?
Yes, exactly.
It was shocking. In the first
court hearing, too, the first bailiff that I dealt with had an upside pentagram on his forearm too when he was handing me paperwork. My friends are like, did you see that? I'm like, yeah, this is how corrupt the system is.
Yeah.
It's right there in plain sight.
It's their brotherhood.
And it is. And they're all Freemasons. According to David Strait, 90% of our police force, they're Freemasons. And I support the blue. Don't get me wrong, guys. I support good police officers that are out there. But 90% of them are Freemasons. And it's true. I did at the end of my video, I walked through the police lobby in Sedona and right by their names on their plaques, Freemason symbols all over.
Right. And we're not trying to turn people against anyone, right? So there's no enemies at this point. Okay. There's just people who are uneducated about, first, we're becoming educated of our rights. And then when we declare and decree our rights, we don't need to do it violently. What Matthew did was so. Like, you know, he was patient with this man. He was kind with this man. Yes, he was annoyed, but you know what I mean? You don't want to fight back or resist. You want to move with the flow so they can learn their lesson. It's like teaching a two-year-old a lesson in the house. Let them make their mistakes, but then they'll learn. So you turned around and filed a claim both with the courts against this police officer, but you also went down to the city clerk and asked for their bond.
I asked for the mayor
and the
city council,
the police,
and the chief of police. So all city council members and the police chief, which they're held, the municipal levels, the mayor takes out a blanket bond. So all the elected officials in that township are covered under this blanket bond.
But so you also actually turned up the blanket bond for every municipality in Arizona.
Yes.
Because it's a pool.
Pool. Yep. It's a risk management pool.
And what about their oath of office?
And I do have the oath of offices as well for the entire city of Sedona and the police chief as well. So not only did just pulling the bond for Sedona, we found out was a risk management pool, which is all the municipalities.
So what Matthew is doing right now is he's got two fights going on, but both of them are in the de facto system. He isn't even playing all of his cards in his hand.
Yes.
He's not even close to playing his cards because he's not operating in the de jure system, which is a whole nother process, which where he could just get payments for redress of grievances.
And that's so important. The redress of grievances is pretty much saying to them, like, we're petitioning for a redress of grievances, which petition is a most powerful thing we, the people that our forefathers gave us, was to petition for redress of grievances. And what the redress means is that we're coming with peace, we're redressing. What they have us doing to them is petitioning under duress. That is the de facto duress. Remember that word. So when we're redressing, we're at peace. When we're under duress, we're scattered, we're scared, we're in fear. So the biggest powerful tool that they've left us was a petition for redress.
So walk us through
that. Bobby Lawrence is very well versed on is the petition for redress.
And is that the affidavit with the notice of claim?
Yes.
Or is that a letter of intent before that you would even do that?
It would be a combination of both, Mickey, but definitely the living testimony in the form of truth and fact affirmation. That is a great petition for redress because you're claiming you're a peaceful people, not person. You're claiming that you're a living man, that you have a soul, and you're petitioning for redress for peace. And that's why on the document for these the affidavit for truth and affirmation, we always put the peacetime flag on every document. It goes on there. And
which is what we did for Ducey. So we basically petitioned to Ducey is what we did. We gave him basically what we've been calling a letter of intent. So right. Again, so you've got the two procedures. Let's talk procedure one in the de facto system. If you are not a state national, and you haven't changed your status, you're going to continue to do what we were initially doing for Bonds for the Win. You're going to send a FOIA request. You're going to get their oath of office, which really puts them on notice that, hey, you're not following the Constitution. and then ask for their bond, which again, and also for ask for their liability policy. They are actually two different things. They're supposed to have both. No, they don't always. when you ask for those policies, again, it puts them on notice. It kind of jerks them out of their virtuous decision-making, listening to whatever authorities tell them to do in order to abuse our kids and you know, force these mask mandates on us and force things we don't want, right? So this is one way to completely disarm their army. If you think about this tyrannical takeover, because they've been paid, they've been coerced, they've been, you know, motivated in all the wrong ways and out of fear, which unfortunately they think that they're doing everything out of the guise of safety, right? So when we ask for their oath of office, we're putting them back on notice. When we ask for their insurance policy and their bond policy, then they learn they're actually working for us. Then we send them a letter of intent, which is the list of all the violations. And we're letting them know, hey, if you don't do this, we're going to do this. And we expect you to do these things peacefully so that we don't have to take it to the next step. But in the de facto system, the next step is that affidavit. And you'll send the affidavit both to the insurance company, depends on where you want to, you know, start your fight, and or to the public servant, right? So, and then there are steps after that with the courts if they still don't respond. But unfortunately, we do have to keep taking it the next step if they don't respond. Whereas if you are a state national, and this is why we're starting to learn about the other system, you actually are working now and you have the support of the restored republic. Matthew, do you want to, and in that system, that roadmap, that let's just say blueprint, you would instead send them a letter of intent, which is the petition that you're talking about. In that first step, you would send them a petition, then you'd send the affidavit with facts as well as essentially a bill. You're sending them an invoice.
So it's a powerful, it's a document that includes your testimony for truth and affirmation. And it's also a document that includes an affidavit. So it's one stone. So it's one document that includes all of that. And it's very powerful. That way you don't have to keep submitting different types of paperwork. This affirmation includes your affidavit, which is a living testimony too.
So what the basis is of that in the original Constitution is that under the Constitution, every trespass, there must be a redress of grievances for every trespass. So examples of trespass would be harming someone, stealing from them, or trespassing on their property.
Yep.
So they're harming our children by sticking these masks on.
Yep. Trespass. Absolutely. 100%.
And then they're harming our students by lying to them about history and pushing agendas on them that we do not agree with.
Yep.
In their corporation. Let's say the district is a corporation. They think they can write whatever rules and apply whatever rules they want in their corporation. But no, because for we the people, no one can tread on a human if they do not allow it.
They do not allow it. And that's the problem is...
I should have said human. Sorry, that means monster. I'm learning all the words. Man or woman.
Yeah. if we just don't realize that we've given them consent over these years. So remember, we live in a free will realm, like you said. So we unknowingly gave up our free will to them, and that's how they've been able to, indoctrinate us, lie to us in school, lie to us about histories. Like I said, they've set you on a path, presumption, assumption, tacit agreement, and hearsay. So they presume that you're this and you give them tacit agreement by saying, oh yeah, sign this, sign that. So you give them consent. That's why they're able to do it. Remember, have to present their magic to us first in order for the illusion to work. And they do it right in plain sight.
So. Isn't it correct too that once, like, say you get pulled over and they're like, do you understand? You're like, no, I overstand.
You just say, no, I don't understand. Just always tell the police, whoever pulls you over, no, I don't understand. And then you can even ask them, hey, could you please read me my Miranda rights, please? You have the right to remain silent. Then you go, okay, thank you so much for remembering that. And then you just hand them your passport once you become a state national and your paperwork, you keep your mouth shut. And if they still write you a ticket, then you have 72-hour right to rescind.
Okay.
And if they do try to issue a ticket, you don't have to sign for it. You say, no, thank you, I don't want to sign. Because if you sign for it, you're entering into a contract. Mm-hmm. And it takes both parties to agree to the contract for you to ever even have to go to court. If you don't sign any contracts with anyone, you don't have to go to any court. They can't issue a ticket.
Yep.
But if they tell you, no, if you don't sign this, I'm going to rip you out of this car and take you to jail, then you have to let them know, officer, that is not legal. That's not lawful. I should say that's not lawful or legal.
Yep.
But in this case, this is duress. You're putting me under duress to force me into signing a contract that I don't want to sign. I want to make a covenant, not a contract.
Yep. It's UCC 207-308 is the duress code, I believe, for that. So it's, you can also sign that on the ticket as well.
And then when you sign it, you should sign it as the beneficiary of your trust, not as the trust name. So remember, yeah, guys, they're trying to lie to you. They're telling you that they're doing business with you, but they're using your name. They're assuming it's the trust name. Yeah. You have to bring them back to, no, I'm the beneficiary of the trust. Yeah. So what you do is when you sign that ticket, because under duress, you should still sign it with your, you basically sign it, your first name dash middle name, colon, yep, last name dash beneficiary.
Yep.
All upper lowercase, right? So
upper lowercase. Yep.
So now I'm basically acting as the beneficiary of the trust. So now when you go into the court, if you do face the judge and you really want to know more than the judge, he's now acting as the trustee for your bond, yep, your trust. He just took over. So he can only do things in that court that would benefit you as the beneficiary, or else he's in violation of trust law. And every judge is a banker.
Yep. They're just bankers. That's
they're
it.
Just bankers. And they've already drawn from your bond before you even walked in that door, because they're a banker. They didn't tell you, but they already drew money out, probably took money under the table. So you got to ask him, hi, banker. You wouldn't say that, Your Honor, your banker. I mean, Your Honor. you would ask him, what's my bill? What's my true bill?
What's my true bill? Yep.
Man, you guys, we are about to dissolve the house of the Pharaoh. This whole house of the Pharaoh is all a bunch of lies. They are not gods over us. They do not have the right to take our trust, our living trust, and manage our affairs. This is crazy.
This is, and we're waking up to it. And right now, here's the way, you know, Mickey, you and I have had this conversation about being Neos, going in and out of the matrix. And I said that on Nick's channel yesterday. I was like, right now, everybody, we have the ability to correct our status so that we can go in and out of this matrix when necessary, because right now we're not there yet for it to fully crumble. So we can't just be living on the land jurisdiction, which is the safest haven for state nationals, obviously, but we're still going through, we're still in the matrix, we're dismantling it. So correcting your status and getting dominion all over three jurisdictions is what we need to do right now in order for this matrix to fully crumble.
Yeah, and people are going to stop.
Yep.
They're going to stop funding the matrix. That's also how it will completely dissolve, is we do not have to invest our time or energy into the old illusion. We don't have to invest our money. I won't get into that, but taxes were never legal.
Yeah.
Well, Rick has some good ideas on that, Mickey, and we'll talk offline later about it, because it was pretty epic what Trish and Matthew and I just talked about with Rick, with another guy from California. It's pretty epic.
Yeah.
Pretty epic.
So there's a lot of moving parts, everybody, now. That's, you know, certain things that I'm going to be doing with Nick. We're building this movie too. I mean, this is incredible. The movie, the documentary on all of this.
So crazy.
Tying it. I mean, just think about it. Bonds for the Win. What a great concept as well, because I mean, we're bonded. We're in bondage already with the birth certificate. So when I met you, Mickey, and I'm like, this bonds for, like, this is perfect. And I explained to you guys, like, yeah, we're in bondage from our birth certificate. So everything that Bonds for the Win is doing too is part of this sovereign movement. It just all coming together now. It's incredible. And all the big influencers are getting word of this from what Nick said. And this documentary really could, we need to wake up the lions now. The sheep, there's enough sheep that have woken up. But now it's time to grab the lions who've been, you know, really, they know the truth, but they just don't know this aspect yet. This is where you grab them from the matrix and say, hey, you've been questioning, but this is the plan. This is the plan now. Become a state national. Start holding your elected officials accountable through Bonds for the Win. Declare and decree. We the People Declare Freedom.com. Go and petition the addendum to the Bill of Rights, to the Declaration of Independence. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's all there.
So step one, we learned about bonds. We're learning about them. Step two, you declare and decree over your independence, over your freedom. So you go to we the people declare freedom.com and you sign the four petitions, which is very powerful because that's just, sometimes we don't know where we're going. We just need to know the door. You know, you walk through that door and you're a whole new realm because you declared and decreed, you set the tone, you set your intention. And then the next thing is you start learning about state nationalism. That's how you exit their fake laws, right? You basically exit the matrix. And then you start learning about how to reclaim your straw man and your living trust with God so that everyone is always acting out of the beneficiary, and that's you. So I don't know that we want to dissolve those or if we want to reclaim them, but that's something that's coming into revelations, let's just say, because that's what we're living in, is revelations. So let's talk really quick about the fact that an entirely new republic has already formed, has been restored. Under the Constitution, there are these tactical civics groups forming militia. Now that sounds bad. But all forms of military were always originally formed to handle domestic issues. So there are militias and grand juries, right? Correct me in any of this if you want, Matthew, already formed where we the people are in total control over these types of grievances, right? Yeah. So just really quick, I'll link below a description, but I'm still in the process of vetting some of these I don't even want to call them militias that are starting to form. And I know they're forming all over California. So what I'm trying to say is there are already assemblies formed. We can join those assemblies and just learn what they're doing to take back our country. They've already started it. We were just operating out of the old illusion.
Absolutely. Yeah. The assemblies are forming. I mean, you know I talked about Anna von Reitz and her assembly, but you know, there's other assemblies out there that are actually doing it the right way that don't have any underlying skeletons in their closet. And I advise people to really be careful though with which assembly they're going to go with and really do your research, because there are ploys out there, Mickey, that are trying to divide this state national stuff. But I got to be realistic with everybody. Look at what we're living in right now.
So David Strait is teaching a lot about this. I know that the Pastor Dave in, I think it's Yuba County, Northern California, they too have started forming militias. I know that Bobby Lawrence speaks on this a lot. So there's probably just, we all need to do our research and vet and share with each other what we feel like are the best steps for changing our status. And so just so everyone knows, it's coming. I know everyone's always like, what do I do first? I'm like, don't worry. We're laying the framework here. We'll come back with stuff that we've vetted, but you've already gone through one assembly. And what was your experience? And do you mind sharing that back with us or?
Yeah, that's fine. I shared it with Nick yesterday, and the experience is look, there's something not right. David will say the same thing about Anna von Reitz. There's something not right when it comes to her process. She gets you to the fourth or fifth grade level, which is you declare, decree, and then you're on the land and soil. But yet there's no way that she keeps you protected when the water comes up and brings you back out into contract or commerce law. You don't hold dominion over that. So her process is flawed in a way where she gets you about a quarter of the way. And she's got her own system, her own LAN recording system, so that de facto doesn't even see your repudiation of your U.S. citizenship or anything like that. So, and also too, she makes you submit your birth certificate, which then she's got access to all these birth certificates, and she's going around saying that she's the fiduciary over the trust that's coming back to our country. And she holds the fiduciary status over that. And then she's going to hand us out vendor cards to pay for our bills. To me, that sounds like a glorified socialism system.
Okay.
Why would you want someone, and she doesn't teach you how to become your own fiduciary or your own trust holder. David Strait teaches you how to be part of a group, but also you're self-governing. He teaches you what it's like to be an independent state national as well, where you hold dominion over your trust. With Anna's process, you submit your birth certificate, and then she's coming out with these vendor cards that she controls. There's something, that's what I'm saying. There's something not right when it comes to that process. And the fact that she only gets you onto the land, and then you have no ways of fighting through the air and water jurisdictions when needed, that's where I got tripped up with my court case.
Yeah.
Was because I was only on the land. That's why the cop was able to really mess with me. But it wasn't until I started studying David Strait and understanding how to take dominion over all three jurisdictions that I won my court case. And it was, and I wasn't even all the way through his process yet. It was the fact that I just learned what he does in court. So I'm not here to say anything bad about Anna Von Reitz, but there's just something not right when it comes to that process. There's something, something.
Look, we're learning discernment, and we all just need to use it, use that discernment. So thank you for sharing your feedback. I think we should all continue to be open-minded, learn, and then share feedback. That's exactly what we should be doing. If we don't communicate, then they tend to be more organized than we are, right? So this is, it's okay for us to be feeling around in the dark. Another thing is, I get a lot of people are saying, oh my gosh, why are you spanning so far from bonds into state nationalism? You're going to, you know, you're going to lead the people to someplace where they can't defend themselves. And they're all going to be pulled over by police officers and thrown in jail. And I'm like, gosh, you have no faith in the human race. I mean, these are people that are mandated for this role to set the, you know, captives free. They recognize their mandate in this moment in time. No one has to enter the courts. No one has to go stand up to the judge. Even if you declare or decree yourself as a state national, doesn't mean they're going to come like drag you to court tomorrow. No, you choose, pick and choose your battles. You're just declaring that you're a sovereign, and that you're not an employee of the corporation. Now, another question that I started asking was, well, so when Trump dissolved the United States Inc. corporation, did that mean that we're no longer citizens? Did that just set us all free in that process? And Bobby Lauren said today, no, but I still want to look into that. I still want people to research that, because how, let me just blow everyone's mind, right? So if the United States Inc. was a corporation, most corporations don't let its employees vote for its president. Everything that we witnessed in 2020 was an illusion. We never had the right to vote. They were always rigging it, always. We just didn't know. So usually it's the trustees or the board who votes for president of a corporation, or it's the shareholders or the members, aka members. Yeah, so I found out that it was the Committee of Foreign Affairs who makes a decision of who our president is. So it was never us to begin with. And so some people say to me, well, if you become a state national, you don't get to vote anymore. I'm like, you never voted.
Never voted, exactly, never.
All that money we spent, all that just campaigning, for what? Now we need to start campaigning for the new republic.
For the new republic, and that's it. And I think that's why when Trump restored the republic, if you look in our base, it's right there on the Constitution. What's the first thing that it says there? We the people, on top of that document. So I think the message is, Mickey, we the people now, okay? We got our republic back. Let's start filling it up now.
With people.
Get rid of these people, because this is he undid what Lincoln did to us when Lincoln bankrupted our de jure government when he was put in office by the bankers. He was a Marxist, Lincoln. He tried to run for president 5 times and none of his constituents wanted him in there. If you do your research, you can see all the letters written about Lincoln prior to him being president. And he tried to run president 5 times, but it wasn't until the bankers of Philadelphia, Boston, New York, and Chicago funded his campaign with $7 million. And put him, then he became the president. He then therefore created the Delaware Corporation. The Delaware Corporation, think about whose house is in Delaware right now. So he created the Delaware Corporation, put the Grand Republic Army in charge, and he therefore became the president and the commanding executive officer, commander in chief. That's where that concept comes from. He bankrupted our de jure government, created the Delaware Corporation, created the United States Incorporated, went to war because that's what the puppet masters told him to do, put us in the war. We went to civil war, had nothing to do with race. And then in 1871, a few years after the Civil War, Congress passed the Act of 1871, which fully corporatized our country.
Wow.
That is why Trump reversed everything and bankrupted their corporation now.
Wow. So it's the I can't verify any of this information, guys. So I say let's all build it on a shelf and then research it, because
it's on David Strait's seminars, and he mentions them in every seminar he does. Wow. He talks about this Lincoln stuff. Stinking Lincoln is what he calls them. So yes, please, I advise everyone to really do their own research. But this is coming from David Strait, who I really trust as a great resource.
I mean, the bottom line is everything is being flipped. I mean, everything they ever taught us was a lie. And I was even told by Anne, who's also such a deep researcher, and she's working on a timeline for us to kind of break this down for us and how this all happened. But she even told me that, George Washington sold us out to the king. He was the first, actually, and that he wasn't our Lord and Savior. No, in order to end this war, he sold us to the king. George.
Prior to George Washington. And they were supposed to be the presidents of the Congress, not the president of the nation. So there were 14 original presidents before George Washington, and the Declaration happened is pretty much when he probably sold us back. And it's funny because Meg, didn't Ian Trottier talk to us about this a few weeks ago, where he said he thinks that this corruption goes way like even right to George Washington? And I was like, really, Ian?
Ian has a lot of knowledge on this, and we should all do another podcast with him, because he's got way more knowledge than I thought he did about all this. And he met President Trump and talked to him about it.
This is Ian, right?
Yeah, Ian Trottier.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're finding out there's a lot of, seems like everybody has a piece of this history puzzle, and we're all coming together to put it back together. George Washington, they were actually the real presidents.
What did you just say?
They were actually the real presidents of the Republic, for the 14 original presidents before George Washington. And I think they were really good presidents and they really meant well. But the whole where does Trump coming when it comes to the 19th president of the Republic? Because, if George Washington was flawed, then how many good presidents did we really have, and who were they?
I mean,
definitely name JFK for sure as one being a good president.
Right. We keep losing Megan. Sorry, everybody. No,
the problem is, I'm so sorry. Sure. But, Trish had to go, so okay. She just said she had to check out. She's going to a counselor with her son. Sorry,
that's no worries.
I am so sorry. I sometimes shut off the video as well, just because of things going on in the background.
Okay, yeah, she's got a little one. So we're thinking that the reason he's the 19th president is because there were a few good ones mixed in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It might be based off of the 14 presidents prior to George Washington as well. We don't know.
Interesting.
I definitely think Thomas Jefferson was a good one, but we don't really know. We're unraveling all of this.
Yeah.
Know that something was not right. And a lot of the reset happened in the Civil War. I think there was a great reset worldwide in the 1800s. And that's something that Nick is trying to tie out with some of the things on his platform that he discovered. But I believe it was a great reset in the 1860s worldwide. And that Civil War played an important part of exactly what's going on. I think we've been really lied to, guys. Really lied to.
Really lied to.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people died during that great reset.
I do too. And that's where our history gets lost.
I'll include a link below. So if you guys want to dig into that one, Norb's World or whatever. Yeah, it's 8 hours, but hey, it's eye opening. But the good news is there were star cities, and the cathedrals were actually Tesla towers, all the cathedrals throughout the world. And the organs were meant to heal our organs. Those were supposed to be using frequencies to heal our organs. So you're about to learn all sorts of very fascinating knowledge that's been hidden from us.
Yes. And this is great. I've seen this coming, and I'm like, this is why being a state national is so important too, and what we're doing.
Yeah. This is officially, if I want to bring it back to the stars, it is officially the mixing of the waters. Jupiter has crossed over. We have gone through the test of God separating the goats from the sheep, those who do service to self versus those who do service to others. It's been a very hard test for many. It's been hard for us to watch people fail at that test, to be honest with you. That was probably the most gut-wrenching thing for me, is to watch people believe the lies, you know? But ultimately now we are in a whole new realm, and this is the spring equinox, which is the time for all illusions to start to dissolve along with that corporation. So we do not have to believe it's there anymore. And again, David Strait uses a pretty good example. He's like, if you keep paying a bankrupt company, they're going to take your money.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why
they're
like,
gonna keep acting like they're running.
Just stop.
We're going to keep writing bills. You don't have to comply to those bills. So let's talk about that in the reality. The reality is, like, Newsom's trying to push bills that would bring them back into a police state and allow these police officers to just wrestle people to the ground and start injecting them. Okay. Now, I don't think the bill is going to go through. But then again, if it does, people need to know that it's important, even if you're not at this point in time a state national, to call them out and to let them know you're a state national, and to use that as sort of a yelling bloody murder. Because if they force you to do that, they are going to be paying some huge grievances.
Huge.
And it only takes one person to make an example out of one police officer to get the whole state to back down. Trust me. So if we end up in a police state like in Australia, we got to be prepared. We got to send a letter of intent to every single police officer in every single district and every single precinct, and every single chief of police, every attorney general, every sheriff, everybody, to let them know we will not allow them to trespass against us, and that they will be personally liable. Because that's another thing, is in the state national de jure system, correct me if I ever use any wrong words, Matthew.
Yep.
You don't need their bond. You just need to send them the petition, which is the notice, and then the affidavit, which is your personal testimony, and then give them a bill. And there's literally breakdowns for everything. Like, U.S. code for deprecation of rights is $10,000.
Yep. It's a true bill. Like, they can't deny that.
It's an invoice.
It's an invoice. Absolutely. An invoice.
So if they try to put us in a police state, everybody, you mark my words, we will have a strategy.
Yes.
There's no way in hell we're going to let them just tackle people in parks. And I would suggest every state national become very familiar. If you feel ordained, like it's your time to save the world and set the captives free, and you feel like you're ready to face the police, to go and put yourself in the position to show the people how to stand. Stand up to them, really. It's to declare your sovereignty. You don't have to do that in any negative way. You just have to show how drunk with power they are and how innocent you are, yes. Right? This does not have to go down in any negative way. It's better for us to dissolve their army by educating them.
Absolutely. It's not an attack on them. Remember that. We're state nationals now. We act in honor and we follow the basic 10 commandments, which is, you know, there's more than 10 commandments too, than 10, but the basic principles of those commandments are 10. And that's just to not hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Don't steal, don't cheat, and just love thy neighbor. That's exactly how we were supposed to be. And the reason why there's so much crime is because of all these mandates, these codes, these statutes, these regulations. That doesn't apply to a living and breathing man. That those are statutes and all that apply to fictitious dead entities, which they consider us as dead entities. And then we have to follow those codes, statutes, and regulations. It's just don't-
It got so far. I mean, they took us so far against the Ten Commandments. Like in the Ten Commandments, it says, thou shalt not kill. They've been murdering babies, 9-month term babies, having 9-month term abortions, taking the fetal tissue and forcefully injecting it into people by mandating the injection. That is turning someone in. First of all, it's saying you comply with death, with murdering, murder, you comply with murder, and you comply with cannibalism. This is how manipulative this entire agenda really was. It's shocking how far we strayed from God. It's sad. And it's all because we trusted authorities.
Yep. We did. We trusted authorities and we let religion get involved too in an aspect. And we all know that actually God doesn't really like religion. It's man-made. It's artificial. Religion's artificial. It's man-made. You got to really step into your own divinity by just following your heart, which will lead you to God. And that's it. And
that's getting back into the air jurisdiction.
Exactly. And then there's a fourth jurisdiction, which is an S, which stands for space, but not the space that they've been telling us what space is. But there's the jurisdiction of the space, which is where we're trying to get to and back to God. That's exactly where we're going. But we can't get to space jurisdiction yet until we get a hold of the land, air, and water in which we are inhabiting right now. So that's David Strait's working on the space concept, I believe, soon in the near future. So,
but the person that we were just on the phone with, sorry.
Yep. Go ahead, Mike.
The person we were just on the phone with, Matthew and I, really quick, he goes, I just want to save humanity. And I was like, so do I. And we were just like, God bless you. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And that's what we're all trying to do, you know, all of us. And that's why we're all meeting. This is not a coincidence that we are all meeting. I said to Matthew earlier, I'm on the phone with Trish, Matthew, some guys in California. There's no coincidence. God put us together. We're trying to save humanity together. And we are a small army, but we're doing it.
Yeah. It doesn't take many, less than 1%.
Less than 1%. What was that army? Gideon's army, 300 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Started with 30,000 and then trickled down and only 300 people saved the entire country or something like that. Forgot which story it was somewhere.
And I know some people get mad when I bring up our lucky number 17, but he said that it'd be 70% military, 30% civilian, and less than 10. I always assumed that was less than 10 people. And senior one said, anyone can make a difference and we should all try. So people really underestimate their power. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to add anything as far as final thoughts?
We have a bunch of meetings this week. We're going to tie you into all of them, Mick. And we're excited to move forward with everything. Matthew?
Yeah, no. I would just say that we're just moving forward. If we're doing it. It's nothing can stop what's coming, everybody. And, and there's a lot of great
what's that on sign, this. Mickey? The best is yet to come.
I know, Meg's got this for me. My favorite sign.
it's the will of the people. And I suggest everyone out there, get educated, do your research, jump on the David Strait seminar, just BitChute. You can look at David Strait Utah seminar. If that first video doesn't change your ways, then unfortunately, I said this yesterday on Nick's channel, you're living in fear and you got to let go of fear. You have to. You know, I won my court case and everything. It wasn't because, I mean, yes, it was because of my status, but it was divine intervention. I don't know, that person in that courtroom that day, that was all through God. I'm telling you, it is your faith. This process gets you closer, not only with the paper stuff, it gets you closer to your spiritual calling.
It truly does.
Really remember who you are. Really remember who you are.
Let's talk about that for a really quick sec. So whenever you ascend, you have to go through a doorway of fear. And there's cherubims at that doorway. Some would say, well, the cherubims are on the Ark of the Covenant. Aren't they good? These are winged angels, winged creatures. But really think of it as like your test. Every time you're going to move through a state of fear, let's say you're going to stand up to a cop, or you're going to stand up to a judge, or you're going to stand up to just speak at a boardroom, you know, meeting for your district. This, you will have some things that try to block you that day because you're creating it. You're a little nervous. You've never been in this new territory. You've got to move through the fear, feel the fear and do it anyway. It's a great book, by the way. You move through that. You allow the cherubims to enter, to come to the door, and you say, I got this. And you walk straight through it. And trust me, when I served my school district, we had about 50 things flying our way, trying to get us to stop. I mean, it was coming from all parts of the universe too. It was coming from parts of the team. Oh my God, I don't think this bond's the correct bond. Oh my God, you know, oh my gosh, Ducey wrote a letter that indemnified them of all bonds before, blah, blah, blah. Like thinking, I'm gonna serve this district. Megan, you were there. It was like, we're just gonna do it. I'm busting through this door, you know? And as soon as I busted through it, I could sense the fear dissolving among the 12 of us that were there that day, you know? And then next thing you know, we realize, okay, no, that was all just false evidence appearing real. And the 10 people that watched me walk through it were then empowered to walk through it themselves. And then the 10 people behind them, that's how we bloom. You know what I mean? See, that's like every single door you walk through that's new, you're actually ascending to another level and people want to enter that room right behind you. And it's really,
and you do have to break through that fear because, you know, Mickey, you saw me, I was not doing well at first. I was very nervous. I was like, not like great. I was like, and then all of a sudden, like the next meeting when we did Ducey's, I was like, yeah, let's go. I didn't care anymore.
Not at all. And when all three of us were there at Ducey's, and it was like, no, we got this. We're just going to mark our spiritual territory all over this old government building.
Nick, wasn't the news there too?
Yeah. News was there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I decided to interview the news that day and they ran away. Yeah. I asked them to tell me all about Q and this person in the basement that's so dangerous to the world. And they couldn't answer my questions.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, is it any of my business what you watch in your basement?
Right. I love that Matthew was like chasing behind you, Mick, as you're filming. That news broadcasting system. I don't want to say their name. I don't know if we should. Yeah. And then Matthew's like, yeah, but you should know her because you know what you called her yesterday. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on right now?
Paper terrorist. But hey, no, we're the paper revolution now.
The revolution.
And
this is.
We got the
alliance.
But yes, are you going to have is Mickey going to go on Good Lion TV with you? With Nick, I don't know, whenever.
Next well, time, because I know. Well, you're that's the thing. I mean, we're working on this movie together, this documentary. So we're going to be doing a documentary and everything. So I know a lot of the influencers are probably going to get behind this. So would definitely like to definitely get you involved in this project, Mickey.
I think that's fun. I'm excited. Yeah. He's an amazing artist.
For interviews. Mm-hmm. At least for interviews, and we'll get a couple other people.
Yeah,
on.
I was blowing his mind. I said some of the stuff with the numbers that you like to do in the revelation video that you did with Scott McKay.
Yeah.
And I told Nick, I'm like, she could blow your mind when it comes to, you know, the revelation, the video that you did with Scott McKay and the numbers and putting everything together on Stellarium. So I think he might want to actually talk to you about just that, just
all right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Well, hey, let's wrap this up for the YouTube channel and YouTube followers. Thanks you guys so much for coming. It was a pleasure. I'm so excited to have my team all together. And sorry that Trish had to leave. Oops, Violet. I always say
it. I did it 3 times. It's fine.
Okay. All right, guys. Bye.
God bless. We love you.
God bless.